There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Enjoy Friday. Look forward to the weekend and the beginning of a new month. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's Friday, August the 28th. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Jennifer Horn is here doing her best. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. And Ken Kessler is here to do his act, whatever it may be. You want to do an ooh, 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 or do you want to do an ooh, 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 ooh?
I don't know. I feel like you do it so much better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd be kind of embarrassed to be compared.
All right. Well, we don't want anybody embarrassed here. We want to get to, I don't know, maybe there are a few people who ought to be embarrassed other than the, will the guy tell us the name for the CNN network is now? I wrote that down somewhere, but I don't know. The Certain News Neglected Network.
That's right.
They ought to be pretty embarrassed today. Also, maybe this is a good thread. Who do you think ought to be embarrassed because of what he or she did this week? 888-302-3684. I mean people who are still alive. The guy who shot up the two news people on live TV, I guess more than embarrassing, but he's done. Do you think his family is embarrassed because of what he did? Friends embarrassed if he had any?
To be.
Yeah, you'd think. I'm thinking that a lot of people who are supposed Wall Street gurus or stock portfolio managers or gurus of managing your 401k if you don't do it yourself, ought to be pretty embarrassed on Friday. Again, going back to the ridiculousness of the Certain News Neglected Network that told you on Tuesday that your 401k was circling the drain, those morons. Anything but. As a matter of fact, if you look at what happened in the upswing yesterday, yeah, it's been a wild ride this week. Absolutely. Yes. But that's the way it is. That's the way the system works, like it or not. If you are smart, or the person who's managing your portfolio is not you, you have bought, and bought some more this week. Maybe now the opportunity is gone, but before yesterday, or including yesterday, and going back to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, were great days to buy. And by the way, that's what drove the stock market higher anyway. People said, wait a minute, we understand this is just a glibber. Anybody got any brains? Said, oh, this is nothing but what it normally does in the course of things. There are corrections, down, up, sideways. So now people have bought, and that pushed the values back up again and stabilized things, as was the statement that was made on Monday. Hello, here I am, Genius Doug. Guru of Wall Street.
I'm going to give you that job. Guru of
Wall
Street.
Wait a minute. Who needs Gordon Deal? And what's that show called that he does that's on in competition to us? Wall Street Journal Radio or something? What do they call that? Isn't that? That's, I think that's what it's called.
I don't know. I don't listen to that crap.
Who pays attention? Yeah. All right. Well, some people, I mean, the information's not bad. It's just kind of boring. Anyway, the idea here is, and people, frankly, when it comes to money, most people want boring. Most people want, okay, I want 5%, maybe 8% if I'm lucky, bonds, that kind of stuff. If you take a little bit of risk, and that's an okay thing to do, with a little bit of stuff, but not with everything. You stick, it's if you put everything on one company, it's like going to Las Vegas. That's all it is. I'm putting all my money on Red 17. That's about as much sense as it makes, right?
It's black, by the way, 17.
Oh, black
17. Yeah, often you go to
Jennifer's market. She knows these things.
That shows you what I don't know. Is it really 17 is black?
17 is black. Your odds are black, I believe, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry. What's red then? Would 18 be red?
Actually, I don't know if odds are black. Maybe, but I know that 17 and 35 are black because I typically use those numbers as my luckies.
Really? And how have they paid off for you?
Well, as you can tell, since I'm still here today.
Well, I don't know if you'd be here today, no matter what.
This is true. I would just, you know, be a little more relaxed.
All right. Well, maybe Kenny, I should have a little bit more focus on Jennifer then, and give her some time. For example, story today from California. Let's do California, shall we? Millions, this would get Jennifer, and maybe Kenny cranked up as well, because Kenny's in San Diego, Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Millions of dollars unspent or unaccounted for in the bureaucratic maze, which is the government of California.
Sounds right so far. No surprises.
Now, here is something that this particular study looks at the things that California supports that are actually 501c3s. Charities. Back again to what drives me nuts. How, one of the many things, I suppose, that drives me nuts. How is it that the tax collector, whether he be the state tax collector, the local tax collector, or the federal tax collector, can take your money and decide what is a worthy cause and give your money, distribute your money, without your permission? That's what the law allows, if you can believe, if you really understand the law and how outrageous it is. I mean, running government so that we have a defense department, yep, okay. Or maybe health institutions, yep, okay. But how much further down do we have to go before we all start thinking, like education, feds have messed that up to a fairly well. I mean, think about the things that we really, that those who are real conservatives, not these phonies who want to get into your face about what you're doing in your personal life that's none of their business, but people who really are about conserving money, fiscal authority, and things that are of the general nature of being good. I saw one thing, and it wasn't in California, it was here in Massachusetts, where the state spent a couple of million bucks buying a painting, for God's sakes, to support some charity, and then the painting ended up in the state house. Hey, come on. I'm not interested. Are you interested? And that kind of stuff. So anyway,
with a paint by numbers for decorations.
Yes, numbers.
Save you a lot of money.
Right. All right. So anyway, I'm doing all the talking here, and I was going to you about this. I wonder how much.
Okay, we're used to it.
Gonna miss her.
Hi, Dickie. Love you. What were you saying? I'm sorry. Money, waste, fraud, corruption.
Excuse me?
California?
Abuse.
Yeah, abuse. That's what I was saying. Anyway, I'm wondering now that I told the whole story.
What do you think? Good job, Dougie.
I don't know. It just gave me a reason. All right, so let's really get to something that is of import to California. That's the drought and all the fires and all that other stuff.
But good news, California, well, actually, I think Los Angeles saved 31% water in July.
Yeah, saved.
And with all of that great news, I've got a $987 water bill to pay. So,
yay.
Saving all that water and still paying more than I've ever paid.
But as an agrarian, my corner of the world is interested in agriculture. It looks like California has a record high crop revenues this year. The study that came out this week by the Pacific Institute looks at what, because of the water, what is sustainable and what isn't. And although I think it was clear at the beginning that the farmers weren't going to be affected by this, right? They weren't going to have water taken away from them like everybody else is. Isn't that right?
No, it's actually not. I mean,
there's
a lot of farmers that are struggling right now, and the government is not supportive of them.
Well,
a lot of industries in trouble, like the almond industry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so much for record high crop revenues then that I saw in one of my farm trade papers. How about Napa Valley and this company called Wine Train?
Oh, this was a huge story this week.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about it. You tell us that story. I'll give you, that's one out of three. It's not bad.
You'll give me one. All right.
Go ahead.
So there is the Napa Valley Wine Train. It's a train that goes through Napa Valley, appropriately enough. And it'll stop at different wineries. They'll serve you dinner. You can drink wine on the train. It's a lot of fun. I have not done it myself, but I've heard it's really a great thing to do.
Sure.
And it's a higher-end crowd that they bring in. They, you know, they'll have people on there having nice romantic dinners. Well, there was a group of women who were together on the wine train, and maybe alcohol was involved since it's wine, I'm guessing. Uh-huh. And they were very loud and asked to be quiet. They did not settle down, and so they were booted off the train. Like, the train came to a stop, and they were booted off of the Napa Valley wine train. Now, what's happened here is that this was a group of almost all black women. I think there was one white woman with them. They said they were a book club. Many people say that these were like older ladies. This was not like a group of 20-year-olds. And the group is insinuating that they were kicked off because they were laughing while black, essentially. Napa Valley Wine Train says, no, you guys were making noise, disturbing our other passengers. We kicked you off. Well, now the Napa Valley Wine Train has been getting so much heat on social media that they've apologized to this group, saying, and kind of succumbing to this, you know, pressure that it could have been racially motivated. They haven't admitted that, but they've done a lot of apologizing that they kicked these women off the train.
Yeah.
How's that?
Okay. So what the ramifications are for the wine train remain to be seen. They're going to be boycotted. They're going to have Al Sharpton come with a megaphone. What goes on here?
Well, they are being boycotted on social media. I mean, it's been trending. The story's been trending all week.
Really?
It's made it to cable news, so people are talking about it. Mm. You know, it's hard to say unless you were there to see if this was an appropriate action by the wine train. I mean, right now it's just, you know, they say, you know, this group against the Napa Valley wine train. I will say, though, if you pay a lot of money for a ticket, maybe under $100 to do the Napa Valley wine train, you want to enjoy yourself. And if it's in the evening hours, maybe you're on a date, you know, so you do want, they want to cater to that customer. At the same time, you're serving wine.
Sure.
So maybe the suggestion here is to have like a party car and maybe like a dating car. So you can have groups of people hang out and you don't interfere with the people who want quiet time on the train.
We're having a party.
Just let me run it, Dougie. I'll save it.
Yeah, I know.
I'll save the biz.
I'll go over and be like I was at Napa Valley Rose. I'll be the attraction.
The Napa Rose.
Was it Napa Rose?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. All right, so that's the story. Aren't you glad Jennifer updated us on those three important stories? Thank heavens.
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program.
I'm going home.
19 past the hour on Good Day, Don't You Dare.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
It's here, Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful juniors camis, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One bath towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
This
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Our new My Three Songs contest. We're playing or going to play three songs by three different artists that have one particular thing in common. Sometimes it may be the theme of the songs. Sometimes it might be something that's more esoteric, like the ambiance in which the songs may have been played or connected. How's that for a hint, Kenny? Is that okay?
That's a good hint.
I know the answer already.
Oh, quiet. When you
crawl with listening to them.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, that's,
I win.
Yeah, you win. All right. All right. So what is there about these three songs? First one is You Better Run by Pat Benatar. This was her seventh single, and it just missed hitting the top 40 in 1980. One of only a few of her songs that weren't big hits in the 80s, by the way. It's called You Better Run. Okay. That's song number one in our My Three Songs contest. Here's song number two, Rod Stewart. I wouldn't have to say that, right? Everybody gets his voice. Cross the sea. Cover of a song by the Sutherland Brothers. Rod's version was number one on the charts in six countries. Happened not to be number one here, though. He performed this in the concert for Diana, in memory of Princess Diana on the 10th anniversary of her death in Wembley in 2007. So, a little of this here. 888-302-3684. You haven't heard the third song yet, so I better have Richie play a little of that. And then, put this together.
I like this.
Chrissy and the Pretenders. Brass in the Pocket. Very distinctive sound from these people. This is their third single, but first big hit. Billboard named it as one of the biggest songs of 1980. All right, so maybe if you're thinking and listening carefully, these songs were all big in 1980. You Better Run by Pat Benatar, big in 1980. Sailing by Rod Stewart, big in 1980. And Brass in Pockets by the Pretenders, big in 1980. So maybe that tells you something about the fact that these songs don't have a theme in that the lyric line brings them together. So what else might have brought them together? 888-302-3684. Remember how songs were getting their maximum exposure. It was the beginning of a new era. How's that, Kenny? Is that okay without giving it away?
No, of course you're giving it away.
Was it really?
I think I got it.
I like this song. 888-302-3684. Okay, so you got Pat Benatar, who played with Charlotte on the plane. I told you that story, right? Remember that? She was sitting behind me in the plane, she and her husband, on a trip from L.A. to Boston, and Charlotte stuck her nose in the back of the seat and seemed to be very interested, so Charlotte went back there and sat in her lap. I didn't even know who it was until I got off the plane. Not a clue. All right, so let's work this a little bit here. 888-302-3684. No, these songs have nothing to do with Charlotte. No. All right, so Benatar, Stewart, and Hines. It's H-I-N-D-E. Isn't it Chrissy Hines? Is that how you pronounce it?
Right.
All right, let's see here how smart people are. I'm going to tell you that Kenny was betting against anybody being able to figure this out. Tracy in Russellville, Arkansas. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
All right, so what do you think is the thread for these three songs?
I thought it would be playing on MTV.
You're pretty smart.
It's on MTV.
The first guy gets it, Kenny. Na, 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 na.
How about that?
Three of the first songs played on MTV were You Better Run by Pat Benatar, Sailing by Rod Stewart, and Brass the Pocket by the Pretenders. You win a sample pack of Cedarside Original Organic Bug Spray. Good for you, sir. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I work and I'm on the board of directors for many, many humane and rescue groups around the United States and Canada. People often ask me, what do rescue groups do? A lot of people know the names of the big rescue groups, you know, the ones you see advertising on TV, but the majority of animals saved in this country are saved by the small mom and pops, names you have never heard of. These are people that go out spending their own money, working as hard as they can, having a garage sale to raise some money to spay or neuter a dog. So when people say to me, Warren, what do rescue groups do? They do it all. They save animals' lives, they help people that have animals that may not be able to afford to spay or neuter them, and they find forever homes for as many pets as they possibly can. So when people say to me, Warren, who should I donate? Who really deserves my dollars when it comes to charitable donations to helping animals? I always recommend that you donate to the small organizations in your neighborhood. They're the ones on the ground doing the work every single day. And don't forget to say thank you to them every once in a while. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is 33 and change, almost 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. More from us. Usins would be Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And there's Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I'm going to go down a couple of different streets here. Jennifer has the television report in a few minutes. First, though, I want to touch on a couple of items. They're difficult for different reasons. The first one has to do with the 70 migrants who were found dead in the back of that truck in Austria. The truck without its driver was found on the side of the road near the Hungarian border, which is the key to this, if you understand what's going on. I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but with not the specific focus on this truck, because what's happening here, and we almost, as a matter of fact, I'm sure every day this week we've talked about a different part of the country. You know, we're so focused on our own immigration problems, the illegal immigration threat, and I think that's what it is. But we don't think, we talked about Colombians getting pushed out of Venezuela because some Colombians are going to Venezuela. God knows why, but they feel like they need to escape to Venezuela. And then there is the continuing problem with the Syrians going across the border into Turkey, which shows how porous their border is. They have had hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, flee from Syria into Turkey. And then, I guess the latest is what we didn't know about what's happening in Eastern Europe. and people moving from one country to another there because of the threats against a very sectarian, it's again, it's religion, it's the Muslims and the Muslims, the people that don't get along, the Sunnis and the Syrians and the shootout, whoever it is.
Syrians?
Yeah.
On your iPhone.
Anyway, so illegal immigration is a problem. Now, what was happening here is they were smuggling people in. They pay, you know, that many Mexicans pay from $3,000 to $9,000 to get shepherded into our country from Mexico in the various ways. Well, that's going on also in these other places. And here's an example of what really is the problem. The people in Eastern Europe don't want to stay there. So Western Europe is facing this big crisis right now. London, Paris, not so much Germany because they're tougher on it. I mean, you learn a lot from the Germans. They don't put up with any of this stuff. You can learn the Germans, I don't know how they do it, but whether they're at the border shooting them, they don't put up with this stuff. And there isn't the same kind of a problem in Germany as there is in Spain, France, and England. France and Italy are the worst. Spain is the worst. France, second. England and Italy are sort of like three and four. Germany, there's just not. There's a lot of illegal immigration in the Scandinavian countries, but they kind of handle it differently. Anyway, so the point is, I mean, go back to what happened over in the in Bangladesh, for example. Everybody, we first learned about Bangladesh when the Beatles were popular, and there was all the same. What you didn't know then is that the attention that was brought to Bangladesh sort of changed the tide. People were trying to get out of there because it was a horrible place back at that time. They do almost anything to get to some place in Europe where they often could find a job, like the illegals do here. But that means paying smugglers to get them into these countries, and where you see Hungary, for example, has actually installed fences. I think we were talking about that yesterday. They have this barbed wire that's razored, the stuff that you see over the prison walls. I mean, that's, if you ever go by a prison, you see this round wire that basically is a round knife. So if you try to escape, you're going to pretty much get chopped up to the point of not being recognizable. And so that's really people trying to get out of Greece. Same sort of thing going on over there. So, my God, imagine this is a trailer truck with these people in the back herded in like sheep. The truck stops. Something happened to the truck. I don't know what happened. But all I know is that there are 70 people that are dead because they were trying to find a better life. So imagine your life. You know, a lot of you complain about how lousy your life is.
You hit the lottery.
Yeah, exactly.
Being
you're
born
here.
In this country.
You're
you are,
here.
You got to this country.
Yeah, you are
you
here.
Hit the lottery.
Yep, you're here.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Stop
so,
whining.
And the other thing, and I don't want this to sound like whining, but I'm going to tell you a story that I actually started to tell yesterday, and I wasn't going to tell at all, but I was encouraged to tell the story about what's going on my farm.
At 38 minutes past the hour.
At 38 past the hour, thank you. Does that mean I have 4 minutes to do this? Because Jennifer wants her time for the television report.
Oh, no, I want you to tell this story. Forget my report.
All right, so most of you know that I have been around cows all of my life. You know that I am a family farmer. I have had the wonderful opportunity over my life to have three or four threads that were constant in my life. And I would say since a teenager, certainly radio has been a constant in my life. My two children, since they were brought on board, Megan's 40 and Brendan's going to be 38 next month, or in October. So those are threads. Certainly the passion that I have for animals, and that came through with the farm. So radio, the farm, the kids, my love life is more of the thread now than it ever has been in my life because I have somebody that I think I'm pretty compatible with. Although some days are, like with anything, some days are better than others. But she's very supportive of me. She really, as everybody on the radio program knows, she's very supportive of what we do on the air. She's our focus group. And she's helped me a lot with the farm and to put things into perspective on the farm to the point where it wasn't her that made me think about this. Well, in fact, there was stuff that went on this winter on the farm, and there were other things going on in my life that were not great. And I just thought, you know, what am I? Why do I keep doing it? Because I'm doing it by myself, and it doesn't have a reward anymore. Running the farm, having the cows, milking the cows, selling the products at the store, it just wasn't, it didn't feel right anymore. And when we had cows dying in the middle of February, the temperature was 31 below zero, the cows' feet were so frozen they were falling off. I mean, just things that made me think, and it was so turbulent, I thought to myself, why am I doing this? It just isn't good. So I decided then to stop the dairy operation, and I think I may have talked a little about it on the air, and shut the store down. And from that point to this, it's been a paring back of what we had on this farm. I have, and I don't say this to sound like a jerk, but I happen to be the largest landowner of any private entity west of Boston. I have about 145 acres in a town where there you're likely not to find more than a hundredth of that in one corner, but I live in a part of town that has been preserved, and I don't say this again to sound like a jerk, but mostly because of me. I decided, because I grew up here, I lived on these farms, worked on these farms, that I would, and I my business was great, and I figured, okay, I'll do this, and it'll be good for everybody. Well, business ain't so hot now, and there are a lot of other things. Again, time is one of them, and I want to do something different with my time. So anyway, there are three steps that are going on as we speak about me moving into a different place. One of them is to change the operation, not stop, because I can't imagine myself not being on a farm or having animals and loving it, because that's an important part of my life. But I just think it's time to size myself down. So if you want to see how bad, if you want to see how outrageous my consumption has been over the last 45 years, or the things that were bought that were needed in some cases, in some cases not, to run the farm, you can go to Petrowski Auctioneers. I think we posted this on the Facebook page, Kenny, right? P-E-T-R-O-W-S-K-Y, PetrowskiAuctioneers.com. You will see, when you go to that website, the first thing that comes up is the Eastley Farm Dispersal Auction, which is scheduled for tomorrow. And on that link, you will see, at this moment, over 700 items. Some of them are big, some of them are small. Trucks, tractors, things that run, things that don't run, trailers, implements, things that I have used over the past 45 years to run the farm, things that I don't need anymore to operate the farm the way I am. So we're having a complete sale tomorrow, and some people are interested because they want to buy stuff online. That's a whole new world to me, buying things, having an auction online. It's amazing. So, but it's an in-person auction, people coming from as far away as Pennsylvania, New Jersey, to look at things like my military manure truck. You can see a picture of that there, too. It's just an interesting part of our facet of something that I talk about. I'm doing a new radio program called The American Family Farmer that's airing on more and more stations every weekend. You can sort of check that out. Richie, you can, it's, Radio America has some info, DougStephan.com, I think. Mm-hmm. Don't we have a regular Facebook, a website for American Family Farmer, I think, as well?
We do.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the bottom line is that this is something that is, if I've been off my, I have really been off my mark, and I apologize to my colleagues, other than today.
It's okay.
Because, well, I'm, this week, I have really
okay.
been.
Okay, Monday was a little rough, Tuesday maybe.
Well,
but
Monday I had spent all day, Saturday and Sunday, starting to pull a lot of this stuff out and put it together. And I really started to, it shook me up. Looking at it, and you know, Meredith keeps saying it's going to be great for the land and great for you.
I think it's going to be great for your soul. I mean, it's so good to think about this. When you clean out a closet, how great do you feel?
Right.
I mean, this is like the ultimate closet.
It is. Have you looked at the three of you? Look at the website. Are you looking at some of
that?
Yeah, that thing has just been.
I really want
so
that farm all tractor.
Yeah, but I mean, you want a what? You
want? I want one of those farm all tractors.
Do you really?
I really, I do.
Yeah, okay.
Because that is my family's favorite. I told you.
I love farm all, but there are. all gone.
Los Angeles.
It's, yeah, right. You're going to have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I've got a big lot. I just cruise around.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, if you go to PetroskiAuctioneers.com, you can see what I'll be doing this weekend. And it's interesting because the cows in that, we had the sale. If you're looking at the pictures that are there, it's out in the, that's the largest of the three pastures that are at that farm. And the cows have been there all week as we've been doing this. And they are the most curious beings. They come around last night. One of the guys from the auction house left the gate open. And so they were all wandering. We were working until dark there last night. So the cows are out wandering around. And they're in, because a lot of the equipment, probably 150 pieces of the equipment are in that pasture, the bigger stuff. So they're wandering around. They're looking at it and smelling. And they run. They're just so funny because they're such curious beings when they see this stuff come in there. But it is something that, as Jennifer just said, can be very cleansing. It'll bring me into a new place. But I can't imagine my life not being on a farm and not being around the animals. So time will tell. Because what we're thinking about doing, if I can get all of the pieces put together, is actually converting the farm into, I've had it as a bovine sanctuary for my own cows, we have come up with an idea because I love cows, obviously. Meredith loves horses, and we both love dogs. So we're thinking about making it a sort of a bovine, equine, canine sanctuary, if we can do that moving forward once we clean
up. You're
all
like, you're like Herman Cain.
How's that?
999. You've got the canine.
Canines, equines, and bovines. All right, it's Richie, let's just, we'll... I told the story and went 3 minutes longer than I wanted to, but I want to give Jennifer time. So
shocker.
Let's just,
that's all right.
Hey, listen. This is the anniversary of 24 winning an Emmy for Best Dramatic Series when it got started. I see that Chloe has got a role on some... what was the show I saw? Oh, I know, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Want to tell us about that?
Speaking of 999999999, yeah, Mary Lynn Ricecop from 24. She's going to.
She was on Celebrity Game Show the other night too.
She's really funny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's very, very funny. Yeah, she is funny.
She's going to guest star in an episode this fall of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's going to be an art gallery owner and an infatuation of one of the characters on the show. Fox's fall premiere of Brooklyn Nine-Nine will start on September 27th, so that'll be kind of fun. Bill Hader also going to appear on the show. Speaking of guest stars, maybe the ultimate get in the guest star category right now is Betty White.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Her show's just been canceled on TV Land, Hot in Cleveland. Just ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah.
As a side note. She's going to appear on Bones this season. Season 11 of Bones made the announcement that Betty White will guest star. She's going to play Dr. Beth Mayer, and it'll be kind of fun for her. She's coming off of that 6-season run on Hot in Cleveland. Her episode is scheduled to air in late October, but you can catch the series premiere of Bones season 11 on Thursday, October 1st. Also in the guest starring department, Ryan Murphy has confirmed that Jessica Lange will be back at American Horror Story. She did a season or two of that not so long ago. Well, she's coming back again, according to Ryan Murphy in Entertainment Weekly. Jessica Lange is coming back to the anthology series, and that's pretty good. She's not gone forever, is what he said. So that's kind of good news if you're a fan of that show. And then Jeb Bush is going to be one of the first guests of Stephen Colbert's. Jeb Bush.
Who?
Jeb.
Oh, he's still around? What has he got, 4% approval rating in the
polls? He's going to try to boost it a little bit. He's going to bolster that number because he's going to be, as I just said, a guest on Stephen Colbert's late
night
debut.
You don't think Colbert, that's what I call him, that Colbert is going to skewer him, his own political bent being quite the opposite of George of any of the
Bushes? You know, it's hard to tell, but the story is that he has sent a letter to potential supporters offering a VIP ticket to the taping of the first show. This is genius. It's a $3 minimum donation to enter, but anybody who donates to Jeb Bush's campaign is up to get this VIP ticket. Mm. And that's, I mean, think about it, because this is going to be historic, the first night for
Well, but Jimmy Fallon offers people that on the Tonight Show from time to time, right?
Yeah, but I mean, to be a part of the Late Show premiere, I mean, that's a big deal. People will be all over it. Even people who don't like Jeb Bush, I would guess, would take the $3.
I don't like Stephen Colbert. I'm not going to be, I don't care for either one of them, so there's no draw there for me, but...
Should we talk about the Biggest Loser, speaking of Jeb
Please.
Bush?
Please, yes. What's going on there?
It's not a political report.
He's dead. No, he's not dead.
So The Biggest Loser has had Allison Sweeney as a host for, I think, something like 8 seasons.
What's the story with that?
She made the announcement she's leaving. It just won't be the same without her. Yeah.
Is that a
force like her
out, or what? Do we know whether that's a hello, goodbye thing?
I don't. Maybe she's just bored. But, I mean, sad. She was the face of it, besides Jillian. I mean, she was the girl.
51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here to discuss the fact that airfares are beginning to come down in some circumstances substantially. Is that just about the price of fuel or what's going on? Plus, complaining U.S. airlines want the government to do something about the fact that international carriers are taking a bigger slice out of the international pie. Hey guys, how about you improve your service? What a concept. We'll talk about that in a moment with Tom Parsons here on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
The 2-for-$5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side-by-side, stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Price is higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, let's get to Tom, who is here from bestfares.com. First item of interest, the airfares that are beginning to come down. You want to explain, is it the price of oil, or is there something else beside that or in addition to that?
Well, I think it has something to do with a bunch of things. It's the airlines, you know, they're making billions of dollars. Let's look at the
third, oh my God,
third quarter.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, they made $1.7 billion. They still are, now they have room, a lot of wiggle room to play head games. And also they can, they get a lot of wiggle room to lower airfares. Now there are certain cities better than others, like Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, even Los Angeles. We saw $222 on American with one stop service in New York City.
It's $100 more though if you go direct. From Boston, New York, Washington, and Miami, and many difference. They add $100.
Yeah, but you saw still some of them will come down as we go into the fall.
Yeah.
Some markets will go higher.
All right, let me give you an example. Can I give an example of how this is working? We're going to the Farm Aid concert in Chicago on the whatever it is, the 19th, I think. And so the first flush through this, the first fare was $326 round trip. And then I said, no, I'm going to wait, because you always tell me to do it on Tuesday. And then it came back on Tuesday, and it was $259 or something. And then we, by the time we booked it on Friday, it was down to $219 or $214 or something. So that has to be a reflection of what we're talking about here, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that really what it's about?
But it also, like, I'm looking at Boston on now Tuesdays and Wednesdays, sometimes Saturdays are your cheapest days. But I'm looking at November 4th, Dallas to Boston, nonstop on American, leaves at 5 a.m., 7:50 a.m. That's Dallas to Boston. No, that's Boston to Dallas, $89 on American.
You said that it was a $1 fare someplace this week. Where the heck was that?
Yeah, but let me tell you, there's fine print to that dollar fare.
I'm sure.
St. Louis, Dallas, Philadelphia, Charlotte to Prague was coming in at $609 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And today it's higher. But yesterday it's one of our snoozers. Actually, it was there for about 2 days. And the base fare, the airfare itself, was 50 cents each way, $1. But
the rest of it's
here's the kicker.
Yeah, of course.
The fuel surcharge is normally $5.16, and Delta had to lower the fuel surcharge to $4.85. Now, you look at any other city, Delta flew to Prague, it was still $516, but it was 485 times higher than the airfare for the fuel surcharge.
Unbelievable. All right. The airlines say that the Persian Gulf carriers especially are taking a big slice out of the international pie. Don't they have to just improve their service? Hello?
They're
government subsidized.
Qatar, those airlines. Look, I remember somebody probably 20 years ago coming to me and saying, Emirates, and they didn't fly to the United States. And I said, who the heck is Emirates?
Now look at how they stand. All right, Tom. 59.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.